It is another hour of What's on Your Mind. Last hour, some folks upset with the president over his debate performance last night. I still say, and I thought this the second he said it last night, this comment is going to get Joe Biden in some trouble, and it'll last past the hubbub over one debate. About the Green New Deal. Because what old Joe did was sort of throw Green New Deal under the bus. Listen.
The Green New Deal will pay for itself as we move forward. You're not going to build plants that, in fact, are, in fact, great polluting plants.
But you support the Green New Deal?
Pardon me?
You support?
No, I don't support the Green New Deal.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, that's a big statement.
I support the
Biden. That means you just lost the radical left.
I support the Biden plan that I put forward.
Okay.
The Biden plan, which is different than what he calls the radical Green New Deal.
All right, gentlemen,
that's funny
final
because
segment.
I think it was about 10 seconds before that he called his plan the what? I'm pretty sure I heard
Green
him.
Green New Deal.
Didn't
what he said right at the very
maybe my ears
beginning?
Deceived me.
I don't know.
Green New Deal will pay for itself as we move.
There it's his deal.
That's
not his deal. But guess what? AOC, she heard that.
What'd she say? I didn't see that yet.
Well, she is going back and forth with Kellyanne Conway on Twitter right now. And she said, that basically that's why this is nothing new from Joe Biden, which is not true. He's not said, I'm not for the Green New Deal before. He said, I'm for the Biden plan. But she said, this isn't news, Kellyanne. Our differences are exactly why I joined Biden's Climate Unity Task Force. There's some happy talk for you. So we could set aside our differences and figure out an aggressive climate plan to address the planetary crisis at our feet.
Wow.
Yeah. Which means AOC is going to run the show after the election. And AOC knows it, so she'll play nice now. But I'm telling you, I think that's going to open up a little rift.
You notice how nobody went to actually Trump's accurate comments about India, China, Mongolia.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on about
very,
worse
very good point.
Polluters than we are.
Pull that up. We'll play that. Bottom of the hour, we're going to return to the debate, about the debate. And give you a chance to rate the debate and who you think, blew it and who did okay and who didn't and what's good and what's bad and all that. We're doing that at the bottom of the hour, but we're going to set that aside, for a moment, so we can do another debate. That's right. We have a different debate we're going to tackle today on the program, but we'll do that after we tell you about our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 saunas. You know, you watched that debate last night in a sauna, you're going to think completely different about the debate. You're going to think, that's fine. It's great. Quiet. Yeah. Enjoyed every. You're going to hear the things you need to hear. You're going to discard the noise. I'm telling you, everything is better in a sauna. And there is a lot of research out there about less risk of this and less risk of that and less risk of that. All because you're in a sauna 20 minutes a day. That's it. 20 minutes a day. And they have them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Get them before they don't. There's a run on the hot tubs now. I mean, they are literally having to get them right from the factory floor to you as quick as they can do it. It'll happen soon with the saunas as well. So I'd get the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Grand Forks, Fargo, West Fargo, actually. And tell them Scott sent you. All right. The debate we're going to focus on now is the mask debate. Okay? So back to the presidential debate. Gary in Strasburg, Gary in Williston, Roger in Fargo, Jim on the road. I got you. You're next to go, but we'll do that bottom of the hour. Right now, we're going to chat with John Strand, Fargo City Commission member, who has been making the case for a mask mandate in Fargo. John, thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Scott. It's a pleasure to be on your show and to talk with your listeners.
So, I go to a lot of places around town. I see people in masks. I was to church yesterday, masks on. Went to the airport early this morning, dropped my daughter off for a little flight, mask there, and they tell folks wear the mask the entire time unless you're eating. So what's the problem?
Well, the problem is the pandemic, Scott, obviously. And in my opinion, I'm sure you recall that we had a discussion some time back about masks, and the city landed on advancing a directive to the public to wear masks and an advisory with as much support for the business community as we could to have masks be their protocol. And that was late July, early August. And since then our trends are not improving. They're getting worse. The numbers are getting very scary, for where we're at and where we're aiming. And in my mind, I'm only one of five votes on the commission. And I'll remind you, I was the one who advanced the directive proposal back then, and to see how it works. But we need to have some tools in our bag if the trends continue. And this discussion about masks will take several weeks regardless. So it's not something that'll be enacted Monday or the Monday following, most likely. It'll take some time, but we wouldn't be responsible if we didn't have as many tools as we can available at for our use if and when we need them.
But here's my question. I mean, there's no secret about masks, and many businesses say we require you to wear masks, right? And want you to wear them. As I just explained, at airport, you got to wear them. I mean, the grocery store, got to wear them. A lot of places, got to wear them. People wearing them, obviously they're doing that because of their concern about the pandemic. So, how do you think a edict from the City Council of Fargo that says you must wear a mask, and by the way, there's no penalty for wearing the mask, but you must wear one, is going to make a difference? I don't understand. I mean, how does it get better than where we're at right now?
Well, it would get better when more people comply.
But why would they, if they're not complying now, what would make them comply about a mask mandate that isn't come with any kind of a penalty for not wearing the mask?
You know, Scott, when the city, and I wasn't there, but when they had a debate about smoking years ago, the same arguments, I understand, surfaced. And the same debate happened. I don't know a single human being right now who would say, let's go back to have smoking in public places. Do you?
Oh, I tend to be a little closer to the Constitution and freedom and say, look, folks have if it's a legal product, you have a right to use it. You decide where you use it. I don't smoke, never have smoked. I don't like sitting next to somebody that smokes. But, I mean, I think people can, again, restaurants can say no smoking in this restaurant. Then they'd maybe be a draw. You know, I mean, I just don't think we need government to save us all the time, John. You know, I mean, that's not my view of the world.
I don't mean to sound like last night's debate. I'll try not to talk over you. But do you like sitting next to somebody without a mask?
You know, from what I've learned, I just saw a New York Times study, 90% of people, 90% of people that tested positive for COVID didn't have enough in them to infect somebody next to them. You know, I've listened to doctors say a droplet with COVID is so very tiny, it gets through everything. And the N95 masks are about the only one that's going to stop all of it, but it doesn't even stop all of it. And nobody wears N95 masks. So I think masks are a feel-good thing. I think they're designed to make us feel all warm and fuzzy, and I care about you, you care about me, but I don't think the effectiveness has been proven anywhere.
You maybe should talk to the 99 families who lost family members just in the last month in North Dakota. 99 in September alone have died. Talk to them and ask them.
Have you commissioned a study to say that they wouldn't have died if everybody had worn a mask?
Well, they died obviously because of the complication of COVID getting into their system and affecting their organs and their other body conditions.
Right, so, but I'm saying how do we know that wasn't in their home? How do we know it wasn't in their car? How do we know it wasn't some? I mean, we don't know that. I mean, right? And again, I'm not making this up. Dr. Osterholm, who's this pretty anti-Trump guy who is in favor of most of the science of this stuff, is University of Minnesota. He's chastised the CDC to say you shouldn't say wear a mask without a peer-reviewed study that says masks actually help and do the job. The U of M guy. So, that's why sitting next to somebody without a mask, I don't have a problem. I mean, I do it on a fairly regular basis here at work with people who are around all the time. You know, so I don't. But I think we're getting off topic because I think, honestly, the question is, do we need a mask mandate? A mask mandate without any kind of a enforcement component. Is that going to do anything different to how many people are wearing masks or not wearing masks? That's the debate here, isn't it?
Well, Scott, let's say it this way. Let's say if we do decide at some point we need a mask mandate or stepping up our expectations, let's have that available to use. And if we don't need it, we won't enact it.
Yeah, that's fine. I guess that's just something else in your toolbox, and that's sort of what you've done here, right? I think
all I'm talking about is having it available if we need it.
But you've already argued we need it.
Well, my personal view is we need it. Doesn't mean that's where the commission will land, and it doesn't mean that's where the public is.
All right, we need to take a short break. We'll come back. When we come back, I just want to ask, okay, so what do you think would be the case to the commission? Hey, we obviously need it now. I said we needed it before, but now we need it. Here's why, and how you have an idea that by saying mask mandate, somehow magically, people will wear them more than they are now. Those are the two things I'm still a little confused on. We'll talk about that when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Calls, questions, comments, 800-228-0550. More after this. What's on Your Mind is brought to you in part by DAC Diesel. CJ and his team, no diesel. Semis, pickups, tractors, you name it. Anything diesel, they're going to get you back and going. They're also going to, if you take a little time, get it in there, do a little maintenance, they're going to give you a payback like you can't believe to prevent breakdowns and costly repairs. They're in Bismarck, but they are doing house calls, field calls, Quonset calls, whatever it takes. Call them at 701-258-5011. CJ and the team. Tell them Scott sent you. At DAC Diesel. All right. Joe Biden got spooked by a train today. We have the audio. He's hopped on a train in Cleveland, Ohio. They're doing a little train thing. And he was giving a little talk, and the train was coming, and he really got a little spooked. But anyway, we have that for you. Remind me, we've got to play that before the top of the hour. We also have the Rate the debate continuing after the bottom of the hour. Right now, Fargo City Commissioner John Strand is with us on the Great Mask Debate here on the program. For the break, you're making the case, let's get the ordinance prepared. Let's get a mask mandate prepared. Then if we need it, we'll be ready and we can go. What would constitute a need there, John?
You know, Scott, this is an evolving discussion, and what will constitute a need will be if the people tell us, please do this. If the people get to the point in time where they say, we've had enough of this growing trend, this disturbing trend of higher positivity rate, higher positive cases, higher hospitalizations, higher deaths. If it gets to the point where the public says to us, it's time, then we have it available. And I assure you it won't happen, I'm guessing, unless the public asks the city commission to do this strongly. And we're hearing from lots of people, you can imagine.
Well, the last city commission meeting I was at, there was an organized effort by Black Lives Matter in support of what you wanted. And other than that, I heard from a lot of people thought it was a bad idea and had some pretty good science behind it. How about
the most recent go at it? A month ago, in the early August, we were hearing from hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Now it has quieted down, and the opposition has I would say leveled the field, clearly stating their concerns. But there's no doubt there's support out there, and there's no doubt there's people who don't want it.
Your point is the public rises up, public says we want this, it's overwhelming. The other city commission members, instead of voting in majority against this idea, say, okay, we're going to go along with this. How is it you think anybody wears a mask that wasn't wearing a mask? In other words, you were complying before, you're wearing a mask. I don't see anything different here. It's a mask mandate that is simply a recommendation because there's no enforcement mechanism to it.
And I sure hope that we don't need to get to that point. And the directive we have in place now calls for people to cooperate and participate. And let's just, wouldn't it be awesome if that really stepped up and everybody did their level best every moment they could and put other people at ease that they're not at risk to be exposed? You know, if we get there, we don't need these mandates. But frankly, there's people that aren't complying. I'm hearing, we're all hearing, there's unfortunately examples of conflicts and people getting combative over masks.
Well, I mean, here's what I know. First of all, I see good participation. I don't know what you what you consider good or bad or, you know, what level of participation. But again, a lot of places it's required. People follow those rules when they go there. I also see a lot of people who will, you know, socially distance without a mask. Well, that's all right. You don't need to wear a mask and socially distance. Nobody suggested that. I mean, even the CDC and others have said, you know, one or the other. So they're doing one or the other, and you know, going that route. And then, you know, there's, again, I don't see a defiance, if you will. That's why I'm confused why you need this. I really am. I'm confused why you need this because I don't see defiance. I see people following the rules. You see something different?
Good for them. We're hearing examples of both, Scott. You know, and you and I both know that there are issues out there and people that are really like going to bat and arguing and fighting over their quote unquote constitutional right to wear a mask. Generally speaking, I'll say this. Thank you to the business community who stepped up and raised the bar and said, please, if you're going to come into our business establishment, wear a mask. Thank you to them for having the backbone to do what's right, absent such action by the state or the federal government or even many local governments. So I support those businesses, and we need to listen to them. People want the business community to reopen. They want the schools to reopen and stay open. Let's all participate and do every little thing we can to help that happen.
Robert, for our guest, John Strand, Fargo City Commission member on the mask mandate proposal. Go ahead, Robert.
South Dakota by Bellevue, I hear you loud and clear. It's kind of nice. I think the issue isn't about masks. I think why don't we have the power to use the drugs, the cure that we have at hand. Hydrochloroquine has been proven to be effective. Now you're going to say that, yeah, but there's been heart disease and there's been heart problems. Look at the study. They gave them five times the maximum recommended dosage to those patients. If I gave you five times the maximum dosage of Tylenol or ibuprofen for a day, you're going to have some issues. So why don't you work hard at getting the drugs that are available that we can cure this? If there was a ready cure, if somebody gets...
Yeah, so it's a good point, Robert, and it's cheap, by the way. You know, that's very, very cheap. It isn't a very expensive drug at all, which is, I think, one of the reasons that big pharma's like trying to torpedo it. But, you know, what about other solutions like that? I mean, there's plasma now, which works well. John, what would you say to that caller?
I say people talk to their own physician.
Good way to go as well. Exactly right. Texter says, I'd like you to ask Commissioner Strand why he keeps kicking the unconstitutional home-based FFL ban in Fargo down the road.
You know, we have lots of topics to talk about, of course, and always. But, you know, the federal firearms license, right now we have about six or so limits established by our community back when the types of businesses they don't want in their neighborhood. For example, adult entertainment, or for example, pet grooming and boarding businesses. One of those businesses that they had established that they didn't want in their neighborhoods was federal firearms licenses. So right now we're in the process of looking at all of our neighborhood policies as planning and, you know, zoning and land development code issues. And what I've suggested is let's look at that list of businesses that aren't allowed in neighborhoods and see how contemporary that is, see where the public is now, see where they're at with that. And this is just one of those topics.
All right. Interesting. And, John, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. Glad you took the time to chat with us, and we'll continue to watch this closely as well, but appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you, Scott.
John Strand joining us on the program today on the mask debate. And we go back to the debate about the debate. Who did well? Who did poor? What will it matter when we continue? So I really want to play Joe Biden yelling squirrel when the train comes by, but I'm gonna hold off because so many people are waiting to weigh in. So make sure I do it before we're done today.
All right.
I want to tell you what's for lunch today. Swedish meatballs. That's what's for lunch today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. These are the folks that have the great chicken and great caramel rolls. Don't forget Valley Dairy, part of their stores. up north as well. Cookies all day, every day, just the best cookies. They are so darn good, you can't even believe it. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce soda, and two of those cookies, four items for $4 all day, every day. So they have some really, really good deals at all of the PetroServe USA locations and home cooking, like Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. There is beef enchiladas, 12th Avenue, Fargo, off I-29. Swedish meatballs or lasagna in Valley City, exit 292. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Two sides and a bun come with every one of those specials at PetroServe USA. Okay, let's get back to the debate over the debate. And you'll like to know this, because some people said earlier that they thought that debate was going to reflect poorly on the United States overseas. And the news networks are already reporting that it was viewed overseas as chaotic. Okay? So they think it was a little chaotic.
Oh, well, kind of was.
Yeah. It was a chaotic debate.
Yeah.
It wasn't chaotic in the form of open borders, you know, where you have
true
complete and total chaos. That'd be chaos. That'd be chaotic. Anyway, I don't care. They're woke over there anyway. That just doesn't matter to me what they have to say. Okay, breathe. Let's go to Roger in Fargo. Roger in Fargo, the debate. What'd you think?
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, I think the people who dislike Trump's brashness or interrupting are the same people that don't like his Twitter. For me, it's simple. You side with the police or you side with the rioters. You side with transparency or you side with being spoon-fed whatever the media wants. You side with a strong economy or you side with welfare and food stamps. This is a no-brainer in my book.
Yeah, make a list. A list of all the things that happen if Joe Biden's president, and then you'll get over, in my mind, I wish they could be nicer, and it looks terrible. And you know what? I don't think Trump was disciplined last night. I think it was a little impulsive. I think he punched away, and I think he's probably fed up. Again, I like the fact that the guy fights for us. I really do.
Too.
I think
absolutely
what he's doing there, and I agree with you, Frank, Roger. If you don't like Trump's Twitter, you don't like Trump brashness, you're gone. I mean, you're out of here. You're not sitting there going Biden, Trump. But I will acknowledge, I think he was undisciplined last night. I don't think he needed to go the way he did, but I can see where you'd get to the point of enough already. Gary in Williston, your take on the debate, about the debate.
Yeah, good morning, guys. For the people that really have a problem with that, I think we really need to step back and take a look at the big picture. Here we had a businessman come into and run for the most powerful office in the world, and he won it fair, won it good, and the lie already had started before he even was elected, like you said last night when he came down the escalator, and then a political coup, and he was impeached on a lie for the very things that Joe Biden was 100% guilty of. And now all of a sudden here, Joe Biden's 20 feet away from Donald Trump. And I mean, the president was going to bloody him every which way he possibly could and get out as much information as possible. And we're supposed to hold that against him. I wonder how many of the people that, you know, I kind of agree with you, Scott. You kind of felt like you're in a washing machine. But I just really think that Joe had it coming, and he had a whole lot more coming. These people are despicable. They're crooked, and Donald got him in the room, and he wasn't going to let up on him. And yeah, I agree too. It could have been a little more presidential, but I'll tell you, Joe has it coming, and a whole lot more for what they did to this president.
Well said, Gary. Appreciate the call very much.
Well said.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Breaking news, New York City restaurants can open at one-fourth their capacity.
Oh, thank you, Herr Cuomo.
Yeah. You want more of that? You vote for Joe Biden. That'll be America. That's a city that has been destroyed. The economy of that city's been destroyed. Livelihoods have been destroyed. My other favorite here they just came out with, open for indoor dining at 25% capacity. Temperature checks. I want a slice of pizza. Oh, give me your temperature. I just want a slice of pizza. Come hand it to me out here. Okay, temperature check. Then, Kevin, here, grab the clipboard. Fill out your name, your address, your email, because we got to connect you to the testing.
Trace me.
Yeah.
Nope.
Wow.
I'll go to Sioux Falls for dinner.
Let's go to Strasburg, North Dakota. It's one of my favorite cities in North Dakota, not just because of Lawrence Welk. There's other famous people, like our friend Mr. Hudson Buehler. Gary, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
It's Larry, I believe you're talking to me, correct?
Yeah, they had Gary written down here, but if you're in Strasburg, let's go with Larry.
Okay. Yeah, that debate last night, there was a lot to be picked up, either verbal or visual. And verbal, I'll start out with that, is Donald Trump come out fighting, very passionate for the people of the United States. And I appreciate that. I would want somebody passionate that believes in what they're doing to show some emotion. Joe Biden looked like a corpse, had his eyes closed about a quarter of the time, and just had no enthusiasm. It was really something. And the visual side, you could see the fire in the president, you know. And Biden, he kept saying, well, I should say also verbal, he kept saying, that's a lie, that's a lie. That ain't true. That's a lie. But the whole time with no enthusiasm. And that came across really poor. And you guys did finally pick up on the Green New Deal. He said, I'm not the supporting the Green New Deal. But yet, when he said he had his own plan, he made the comment, the new Green Deal will bring in millions of new high-paying jobs. Well, apparently he's planning on enacting it, you know?
Well, exactly. And then, and then he turns around and denounces it. Not to mention, let's focus on what he's really talking about. It'll create all these jobs? Wait a minute. Let's do the net on the jobs. How many will it kill, and then how many you think it'll bring back in?
And who's doing the hiring?
Yeah, exactly.
The government?
Yeah, no
more
kidding.
More likely.
You know, I was born and raised on a farm here in North Dakota in that. And I am still trying to figure out when they eliminate carbon consuming equipment and that, how the farmers are going to go and run around a field with a big long extension cord to their tractors and combines.
Battery powered.
Guys are delusional.
Yeah. Battery powered combines. Great. Yeah, that's coming.
Appreciate your call, Gary. Love Strasburg. Call again. Texter says, I think he just should have went Biden on Biden and just calmly stood there and said, you're full of it, man. Come on, man. Just give him a little dose of his own medicine. Yeah, that could work.
You know, going back a couple of calls, I did not disenfranchise with Trump in any way, but it was a food fight. I mean, he didn't lose me in any of that, but I just, again, I go back to, man, you just, the bar was so low for Biden, and you just didn't have to go there. You could have just stayed a little higher up, but that's not Trump. So
Rick in South Fargo. Rick, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment about Strand. You know, this is a foot in the door to get the mandate, and then they're going to turn it into a revenue enhancer. All these other cities that got the mandate, we're starting to see fines. Some of them are ridiculous. Some aren't very bad. But this is going to be a cash flow for the city's treasury. And as far as I'm concerned, I want to see the bodies of all these people that you're talking about are dying from coronavirus. I would like to see a website with obituaries, and I'd like to talk to the families and what are their comments on how they're relatives have really died from this a virus. So, I mean, for me, there's only a few places you can go now in Fargo without a mask, and I don't want to have to be forced to wear the mask. And so just remember, once you get the mask mandate, they're going to give you penalties. It's just like a DUI or a traffic ticket.
Who in the world is going to run around and say, Rick, get that arm. I'm going to write you up. I mean, who's going to go with they're going to use those little parking scooters?
The mask police?
Parking scooters and drive through like Walmart and stuff. Oh, blow your nose. Blow your nose.
Scott, your heroes are going to be used to harass us into wearing the mask. Just watch some of the videos that are going on the Internet. police are arresting people in certain communities for not wearing a mask.
That's disgusting. That's absolutely disgusting. But I think your warning should be well heeded, for sure. Be very vigilant. Justin in Edgeley. Are you hitting the rumble strips there, Justin?
Yeah.
Dave, I'm sorry. Am I your distraction? Go ahead.
Yeah, the mask mandate shouldn't happen because it's just a joke. The COVID is being a joke right now. People are getting tested, and they ain't even getting the results in 2 weeks. Plus, I'm hearing people get tested in Jamestown. You get positive. You go to Bismarck, you're getting a rapid test, you're testing negative. It's just being a right now a joke.
Interesting point. All right, I'm going to get one more in here before the break. Gordy and Fargo on the debate. Go ahead.
Yeah, so to rate the debate, I would say out of 10 points, Trump gets 7, Chris Wallace gets 2, and the other guy gets 1. So that's one thing. The other thing is if he had 2 goals for that debate, one of them was to out Joe Biden as an angry Alzheimer's patient, and the other one was to out Chris Wallace as a shill for the Democrats. And I think he accomplished both of those. So,
yeah, and I'm not sure he needed to be outed. I've been there for a long time. He is a card-carrying member of the swamp. I think he does it better than most because there are times you don't know who he's for. But there's people he doesn't like Trump. It is very obvious what he's doing. Good points, Gordy. Thanks for the call. Great, great points. A ton on texters and emails, too, that we'll try and get into this next segment. And don't let me forget, what are we going to do? The train, the squirrel train.
Yeah.
For Joe Biden coming up here a little bit. I got to tell you about a great homegrown company, Advanced Business Methods. The place to go when you need to upgrade your copiers, printers, office equipment, just like we do here. Employee owned. I love that. Based here in North Dakota means your money stays in the community. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Go online to find out more about them at abmnow.com. abmnow.com. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
What's on Your Mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Over 100 pre-owned trucks and SUVs. You know what? We got October's starting tomorrow. That means, well, before you know it, there'll be snow. How about some all-wheel drive? Maybe even good gas mileage. In fact, my friend Andy went over there, found her Goldilocks car. She traded in her Mini Cooper and found exactly what she needed. Finally has Bluetooth. Finally, as a backup cam, not to mention the heated seats and all that stuff, and Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Your trade-in may be worth more than you think, and the lowest finance rates in years are going on right now. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Texter says, I thought Trump could have let Joe put his foot in his mouth a few times, but what did you expect considering everything Trump has had to deal with? Lies Biden's been peddling on commercials about his taxes, military, the list goes on. Biden's makeup for his age spots was very noticeable. I didn't notice makeup. I noticed somebody pasty white. I thought he looked terrible. Somebody earlier said a corpse. I think I can agree with that. He didn't look good. Texter says, how often are laws and regulations that are passed ever rescinded? Remember the temporary income tax? The government creates problems so they can justify their existence. They can't solve the problems they create because that would eliminate positions. If they pass mask mandates, it'll take a revolution to repeal them. Yeah, these mask mandates are okay. I think it might be not a bad idea. Yeah, not a bad idea. Texter says, I wonder if a restaurant even makes a profit with only a quarter of it open. Paying the utilities, rent, workers, and all the food and beverage products, not a good business plan.
No.
But I think that's sort of the idea. Not good. It's horrible.
The answer is no.
It's horrible.
Restaurants can't do that. They can't make margins. They build their menus. They build their expenses all based on their capacity. The answer is no. It won't work anytime long term. Not at all.
Another texter says, it was obvious President Trump is not in the swamp. President Trump kept mentioning things and Mr. Biden shaking his head, questioning, like, I can't even acknowledge these things. Yeah. By the way, we love it when Joe talks, and some of you have said President Trump should have let Joe Biden talked more last night because if he talks more, he has more blunders. Well, he got a blunder in this morning. He's giving a little talk before he hops on the train, And he's kind of low energy, and he has a squirrel moment, you know? Squirrel! Go! Play Joe from this.
An hour. Gave a tax giveaway for corporations when they move jobs overseas to sell goods back to the United States. And here comes the train that he tried to make sure didn't continue to run.
What? Or is this going to run?
That's the commuter.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
that's what. But folks, look.
Look, he's a train.
He's over on the side. He's like a toddler. You know, a train. I hear a train. Let me go to the train. And he's over at the side. He walked away from the podium. He's kind of mumbling to himself.
Turned over like, oh, there. That he wanted to not. Why? When did Trump say he didn't want trains running?
Unbelievable. Listen to this. Listen to this. This is some coverage in Delaware when Biden is leaving. And he's got, this is one of those things you got to see it to really understand it, but he's got an umbrella. And he gets on his plane and he takes the umbrella, and these guys are trying to describe what's happening. Listen to this once. You want me to play it here, Kev?
No, somebody from the Trump campaign just called. I was just taking a call. What are we playing? What do you want me to play?
We got an interview at 11 o'clock with, I forget who. Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yes.
Should be on tomorrow's show. But anyway, we'll put that on Facebook in case you missed anything. All right, sorry. Play the plane umbrella fiasco there for me.
Oh, this is classic. Him walking into Biden. This was him leaving for the debate, getting on the plane. And
debate, the first one in a series of three.
Hang on. I got to turn this other thing down. Doggone it. Keep throwing me things here. All right, hang on. All right, now here we go.
Joe Biden is leaving Delaware on his way.
I'm hearing too many things. You got a thousand things going on.
Like listening to the debate again.
Yeah. This is like listening to the debate. Forget it. You got to see it. I'll put it on Facebook. I want to get some calls in here that are waiting to weigh in. Let's go Golden Valley and Ruger. What's on your mind?
First of all, I'd say I love Trump's tweets, but last night I was heavily disappointed in the guy. I don't mind if you got to cut somebody off and all them, but he did it constantly. He constantly did it. It was annoying. Let Biden trip over his own rat claws, take your notes, and then when your time's up, go ahead and go in there and finish the guy off. But, I mean, he looked like a complete jerk. And, like his idea was to get Biden, man, but it looked to me like it backfired, and he was the one getting ticked off. I mean, Biden lost it, too, a couple times, but...
You're not alone. You're not alone. A few folks have weighed in similar fashion today, Ruger, that's for sure. Tim in Bismarck, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a Trump supporter, but I would think that the purpose of the debate for both of them was to gain people to vote for him that are in the middle. And Trump didn't. He turned a debate into a schoolyard brawl. And my wife's a Trump supporter, my daughter is, and my wife's friends are. And he totally turned off all of those women. And instead of using his intellect to debate, he made a grade school fight out of it. And as far as gaining middle ground voters on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give him a minus 5.
He did
a terrible job.
Ouch.
For the people.
Yeah, now
I loved it. It was entertaining. I loved it. And that one time when he grabbed the podium and was mad, I thought he was going to go over and punch Biden.
We're going to have to leave it there. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at the ND Oil Foundation. You can find out more about them at ndoilfoundation.org. North Dakota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. It can stay that way with great talent, resources, building a strong, sustainable future for our family. See you tomorrow, folks.